Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A red flag warning begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 68. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows dip down to about 41. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 80. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 54 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Today, President's Day here in the U.S., and that means most federal offices are closed. Both offices and banks are also closed, and you will not receive mail services. State offices are open. Governor Kelly heads to Washington, D.C. this week for the National Governors Association annual meeting. The status of this year's meeting was in question after President Trump initially excluded invitations to some Democratic governors. A Garden City man dead after his car was struck by a passenger train earlier Saturday. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports his car was stuck on the railroad tracks. The Kansas Highway Patrol says that there were more than 100 people on the Amtrak train at the time. They were not hurt. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Celebrate the start of 2026 by blasting into fun at Blast Off Bay Indoor Water Park, connected to the Hampton Inn in Goddard, Kansas, where it's always a warm 84 degrees. Bring in the new year with family and friends as you race down the thrilling 30-foot wide slide. Splash into pools. And enjoy nonstop, out-of-this-world excitement all season long. Make 2026 a year to remember. Visit blastoffbay.com and plan your adventure today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Labette County Sheriff's Office requested the Kansas Bureau of Investigation issue a statewide silver alert for a missing Parsons man, according to a media release. The whereabouts of 80-year-old Richard Bulkley of Parsons are unknown, and the public's assistance is requested to help locate him. Bulkley is likely driving a black 2011 Ford F-150 bearing Kansas veteran tag 1526. He was last believed to be heading north around Highway 169 and K-47 near Thayer on the evening of February 15th. Bulkley is a white male who is around 5 foot 6 inches tall and weighs approximately 175 pounds. He has white hair, brown eyes, and was last seen wearing gray and white flannel pajama pants and a blue fleece jacket. Bulkley has dementia. If you see Richard Bulkley or his vehicle, please call 911 immediately. If you have other information about his whereabouts, please call the Labette County Sheriff's Office. A proposed House bill would require school districts to transfer foster care students' records within 2 business days in an effort to improve educational stability. House Bill 2320 would shift responsibility for transferring records from the Kansas Department for Children and Families to local school districts. Lawmakers say the goal is to streamline the process so children experiencing placement changes can enroll in school more quickly. The bill would also require a transportation plan if a student moves to a new placement but chooses to remain at their original school. State child welfare officials say recent academic data supports the need for stability. More students in foster care are graduating, advancing to the next grade level, and dropping out at lower rates compared to previous years. Officials say timely enrollment plays a key role in both academic and social outcomes, helping children stay connected to their communities. The proposed 2-day timeline is intended to remove administrative delays that can prevent students from enrolling promptly after a move. Advocates for foster children say placement instability remains a significant concern. In just a 6-month period spanning mid-2025 to early 2026, hundreds of instances were reported where placements could not immediately be found, primarily for middle and high school students. They argue that education should not become another disruption in a child's life. School district representatives, however, have raised concerns about whether the two-day requirement is realistic in every situation, noting that unforeseen circumstances could complicate compliance even when the districts act in good faith. Supporters of the bill emphasize that schools provide critical consistency for children in foster care and say removing record transfer delays is an important step toward greater stability. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
U.S. Senator Roger Marshall has launched the first leg of his statewide Four Corners 50 Counties tour, spending Friday in Northeast Kansas meeting with local businesses, healthcare leaders, seniors, and farmers to highlight the impact of the recently enacted working families tax cuts. In one stop, the senator visited Curb Roller, a manufacturing company that produces concrete shaping equipment for residential and commercial construction. Under the new tax law, businesses like this can immediately write off investments in new equipment and facility improvements, lower taxes on research, and access more affordable financing. Changes supporters say will make it easier to expand operations and hire more Kansas workers. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, the conversation focused on rural health care. The new law directs more than $221 million to Kansas through the Rural Health Transformation Fund to help protect critical access hospitals, expand health savings account options, and strengthen care in rural communities. The senator also visited a local extension office that provides free tax preparation assistance to seniors. The new tax package includes a $6,000 deduction for seniors, along with a larger standard deduction and additional state and local tax relief aimed at helping retirees keep more of their Social Security and savings. Other stops included Midwest Construction Company, where tax changes are expected to support equipment upgrades and facility expansion, and Vesta Four Farms, where Marshall met with agriculture leaders and to discuss ethanol, irrigation, and conservation practices. The law makes permanent several farm tax provision updates, crop insurance programs, and enhances clean fuel production incentives designed to support rural jobs and farm income. The statewide tour will continue in the weeks ahead as the senator visits communities across Kansas. A small coffee shop in western Kansas is doing more than serving lattes. It's creating a safe place for people to seek help. The Well Center for Hope in Waukene operates as a nonprofit inside a coffee shop, connecting individuals with licensed counselors, therapists, life coaches, and pastors. Founded in 2022 by Jared and Leanne Brown, the idea grew out of Leanne's heart for mental health awareness and her own personal experiences. The Well includes a private meeting room where confidential counseling sessions can take place, while the front of the shop remains a welcoming space for conversation and connection. The goal isn't just crisis intervention, it's making it easier to ask for help before someone reaches a breaking point. One key part of the mission is reducing financial barriers through donations and monthly giving programs. The Well helps offset counseling costs for those who may not otherwise be able to afford care while protecting client privacy. The counseling network includes professionals who work with children, adults, couples, and families on issues ranging from anxiety and depression to trauma and substance use. Some meet clients on site while others see patients in nearby communities. The coffee shop serves locally roasted coffee and specialty drinks, but the focus remains firmly on its mission of hope and healing. Beginning March 4th, The Well will also host a weekly Christian-based support group for individuals facing substance use challenges. Open weekdays and Saturday mornings, The Well is quickly becoming more than a coffee shop. It's a community lifeline in rural Kansas. The Well is open from 6:30 a.m. to noon and 2 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. to noon on Saturday. You can follow the shop on Facebook. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. President Trump's tariffs are being challenged in the U.S. House, even as the Supreme Court weighs whether the executive branch overstepped its bounds when levying them. If either one rolls the tariffs back, there could be some serious financial consequences. Mike Davis reports.
Arlen Suderman, the chief commodities economist for StoneX Group, says early on, several pundits worried that the tariffs would cause inflation of up to 10%.
It ended up really more in a 2.5% to 3% inflation level, kind of as a one-off and then an adjustment from that. And I think there's a lack of realization that most countries charge large tariffs to us. When you look at what President Trump did, is he said, okay, we're going to put tariff on you unless you negotiate yours down. And so many countries negotiate theirs down.
Suderman says at the end of the day, the tariffs have had some good effects.
And it has generated a considerable amount of income for revenue, which is illustrated by the fact that the financial markets are worried right now if the Supreme Court rules against those reciprocal tariffs, it's going to have an adverse effect on the Treasury market because we're accustomed to that revenue. And if we lose that revenue, then we're going to have to find new sources for it.
I'm Mike Davis.
Mike, thank you very much for the update. U.S. Wheat Associates welcomed the announcement of the signing of the U.S.-Bangladesh Agreement on Reciprocal Trade by the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Mike Spire, U.S. Wheat's president and CEO, said the signing of the agreement between the U.S. and Bangladesh is a win for American wheat farmers. He said beyond putting bushels on boats, the bilateral agreement reinforces our shared commitment to a mutually beneficial relationship with Bangladesh. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hi, Dr. D. I saw something online about a 340B program. What is 340B?
Oh, 340B helps community hospitals and clinics stretch resources so Kansans can get health care and necessary medications close to home at no cost to taxpayers. It's been around for more than 30 years. We should encourage lawmakers to protect it. It's a lifesaver for our community.
I'm glad I asked. Thanks.
This ad is paid for by the Kansas Hospital Association.
I always had to be so good, no one could ignore me. Carve my path with data and drive. But some people only see who I am on paper. The paper ceiling, the limitations from degree screens to stereotypes that are holding back over 70 million stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time for skills to speak for themselves. Find resources for breaking through barriers at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it looks like we can expect to see a well above average afternoon across the entire state for today. Looking at a stationary front that's situated to the north of us, we are on the warmer side of that. Really nothing blocking us from the Gulf, so we are expecting to get a lot of this heat coming in for this afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 60s to around 70 degrees for the northern portions of the state, getting into the upper 70s for the southern portions of the state, when the entire state should be lingering primarily in the 40s, maybe around 50 degrees for the southern portion, so quite a bit above average for this time of the year. It also looks like we can expect to see mostly sunny skies to start off the afternoon hours, then a little bit more cloud cover starting to build in for the northwestern portions of Kansas by the late afternoon. For tonight, we can expect to see overnight lows dropping into the 40s for the northwestern portions of the state, still warmer for the south central and southeastern portions, lingering into the 50s, a little bit warmer. Also expecting to see some cloud cover starting to build in as we get through the overnight hours with mostly cloudy skies by that point. Tuesday, even warmer for some of the state. We're looking at highs in the 70s still for the extreme western and the eastern portions, getting into the lower 80s for the central parts of the state. Also, along with that, expecting to see some cloud cover for the start of the day for most of the state. Then it does look like we can expect to see a little bit less cloud cover for the extreme western into the northern parts of the state as we get through the afternoon hours. Once we get to your day on Wednesday, it looks like we can expect to see temperatures slightly cooler, but overall still above average. average. 60s for most. It looks like getting into the 70s for the south central and southeastern portions of the state, with mostly sunny skies as well. Then cooler day coming in for your Thursday as a cold front begins to push through. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
I think my biggest challenge was getting through to him to understand that love is real and you have goals in mind, you have things that want to happen, and I want to help you get there.
Sometimes people tend to shy away from wanting to adopt teenagers because they feel like they've lost so much, but there's still so much to gain.
Just knowing that there's just that other person that cares and loves me out there, it feels great. And they've done so much for me, and I can only be appreciative every single day for just having them in my life.
I think it's been the best decision because I gained a son, and he's the best son ever. If I was down and out, he'd be there.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.